Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio, a great friend. Kind of a crazy woman. Actually, she's a mad woman. I'm going to tell you exactly what that means. Carol Campbell, who is the owner and founder of Mad Woman Marketing, now project coordinator. You're chasing mooses in Woodland Park again.
I am. This is something that's been happening for about 20 years. Tanner Coy with Tweeds in Woodland Park has gathered all the local merchants, like I said, for about the last 20 years, bringing them together to help them all support each other during what's a pretty tough retail season for them up in Woodland Park. And as you know, Ted, I think you and I have talked about it privately, retail's having a heck of a time, you know, with the Amazons of the world and everything else. And then add to it that that's a tough time of year. People are either heading to Cripple Creek, heading home, not driving the highway a lot. So Tanner came up with this idea of developing the Moose's Loose Sale, having people be out on the lookout for the moose, working with the local retailers to come up with great discounts, special events. My role has been to help build activities, fun things for people to do. Sale runs from this weekend, the 15th of February through the 1st of March. We're doing all kinds of stuff. We're bringing the Oxymorons out, live improv group. They'll be giving away some passes for Cave of the Winds. We are bringing out the Woodland Park High School Dream Team Pep Band. They'll do some performances. We have a cowboy poet this weekend from 3 to 5 at the U Pass Inn. One of the fun things we're doing this year, because it's a leap year, is having a great big Leap Day baby birthday party where there'll be some free snacks, some line dancing if you're into line dancing, or even if you want to learn.
Or being a Leap Day baby and doing line dancing.
Right, right. Well, we figured that if they've got, you know, every 4 years, yeah, a 21-year-old will actually be chronologically 84 years old, so we figure that we can't really do a whole lot with alcohol except for the really old people, because they've only had four times as few birthdays.
You know, one thing you can say about Woodland Park is it's a close community, but it loves, it loves its visitors.
Totally.
You can be a visitor and you can go to Woodland Park and they will just love on you and care for you and be so grateful that you're there. I think our friend Tanner stumbled onto something pretty cool way back 20 years ago.
It is cool.
What's this with the moose? What's the whole moose thing?
So, you know, the funny thing is the moose was originally just kind of a hook. Tanner's gone out and bought a great big fuzzy moose costume, so we do moose sightings. Really, the idea originally was that meese are super rare up in Woodland Park, so that a sighting of a one means something pretty special, and that's where the concept of Moose's Loose came from. What it has built out to be and what's been so cool about it, this will just be my second year helping them out. What's been really cool is to watch the merchants all come together and support each other, back each other up. The guys who've been involved for 15, 16, 18 years are helping out the newbies, you know, teaching them how to run a sale, manage their inventory, all that kind of stuff, learn how to market appropriately on an individual basis. You know, my role has really just been herding cats or hooting moose, depending on how you look at it, getting everybody signed up, getting the activities put together, developing the social media platform, the community outreach, the advertising, that kind of thing.
So we can find and follow the Moose's Loose event on Facebook, yes?
Facebook is Tweeds Moose. Mm-hmm. And we've got, gosh, a couple thousand followers. So we have a lot of people that have been there year after year. Website is mooseislooseSale.com. And that's where you'll be able to see who all is participating, what kind of offers they're making. We're sending out a brochure. There will be a poker run where if you go to the different merchants and, you know, draw a hand, we've got some prizing from Century Casino up in Cripple Creek. So a lot of really good relationships are being built up in Teller County in general. And it'll be a fun couple of days. There'll be some free hot chocolate. There'll be some marshmallow roasting. Teller County Regional Animal Shelter, got it right. We'll have a pet fair next weekend and the weekend after. So there's a lot of really cool stuff happening and a lot of reason to go out there and hang out.
Let's talk about all those reasons to go and hang out. First of all, it's Woodland Park.
Right, right.
Do we not call this the city above the clouds?
We do. And actually, they just acquired a cog car from the cog railway.
Yeah, it's
on
display.
So if you've ever heard of Mel McFarland, he tells great historical stories of the West Side, Woodland Park, Midland Railroad. He'll be up there every Saturday afternoon about 1 o'clock just telling railroad stories. And he'll also have the keys to that cog car if anyone wants to get inside and see what it's like to actually drive one of those bad boys.
Yeah, and you know what? It's going to be another couple of years before the cog is actually running money again.
Right? That has been definitely a bane in Manitou Springs' existence.
Oh, no doubt. But this is a chance for you to get a taste of what the COG is like. And it is truly a fun trip, that's for sure. So for people, you know, get that appetite wet for the COG, but that's not the only thing you're wetting appetites for.
No.
The music that you're going to have, the improv group, let's talk about the Oxymorons for a minute.
So I've known one of the chief guys that runs Oxymorons, Trip U-Halt, for years and years, and they've been around. They are clean, family-oriented comedy.
Nice.
But he always says clean, family-oriented doesn't also mean hilarious. It just means you can be there with your 84-year-old grandmother and your 12-year-old kids. Mm-hmm. So they'll be out there on Saturday the 22nd. They've got some free passes to Cave of the Winds to give away. And that's really, you know, the idea is just getting everyone together, getting lots of fun stuff to do. You know, hopefully you'll spend a little time and a little money in the different merchants, maybe grab a sandwich.
It'll be festival-y, it'll be party-ish. Totally. There's going to be food there. Let's talk about the hours. So on the weekend days, what are the hours?
Yeah, pretty much runs all day. So most of the merchants don't open until about 10 o'clock in the morning. We have scheduled most of the activities from about 11 to 3, figuring that that's, you know, gets people up and out, you know, gets them done at the end of the day before it gets too dark and starts getting cold. But everything at the merchants will be going on during their hours, which is often, you know, 10 to 6, 7 o'clock on the weekends.
Okay, perfect. And weekdays during business hours?
Yep.
And into the evening, no doubt.
Exactly.
For folks who want to make a trip up there and just have a nice evening out.
Yep. Just come hang out in Woodland Park. It's a cool town. I was actually, as a long-term fan of both Old Colorado City and Manitou, and knowing some of the challenges of the way that retail set up in Manitou, Woodland Park has some super fun retail. I'll be up there working, but if I can escape, I'll spend some time shopping as well.
As well you
if
should.
If they'll let me.
So, speaking of shopping, perfect time. Special deals?
Totally. So Tweeds leads the pack, and he does up to 90% off on some of his merchandise. So, you know, you'll want to get there that first day. 10 o'clock on the 15th, they will open the doors. We'll have some entertainment, you know, just kind of launching it with entertainment, posting the colors, America the Beautiful. And then Tanner, actually, in his store, offers gift bags, swag bags for the first 250 people through the doors. Those will have merchandise, freebies, coupons from all the merchants, all the participating merchants, as well as we have a couple sponsors who aren't retail-based but are supporting the community of Woodland Park. Those sponsors are Keller Williams Homes, Sky Ridge Lending, UC Health, and Vectra Bank. And so they actually come out, they provide some additional financial support to be able to do the kind of marketing and outreach and everything else. And they've also included some things in those swag bags. So there's a lot of really good deals. Everybody else, you're looking at, you know, discounts, buy one, get one frees, specials, you know, special closeouts, all kinds of offers. I've been hearing from all the different merchants on what to put on their social media and what to promote for them.
Sure.
And have seen some really cool stuff. So watch social media for that.
So we start with at Facebook, Tweeds Moose.
Yes, Tweeds Moose.
Tweeds Moose on Facebook. You start there. That's kind of your jumping off point.
Totally.
You go to the website too, and you can get a sense for it's mooseisloosesale.com. Mooseisloosesale.com. You'll know everybody who's participating, and are they kind of previewing the deals that they're going to be offering?
They will. So we'll be launching some of that stuff as they start getting that going. We will be posting live from the different stores throughout the course of the sales,
posting some photos,
some videos, and things like that. So as things are made available for special sales, we'll be promoting that, telling stories about it, and all that kind of stuff. And you can interact with us there.
You're going to be a busy girl.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I have been a busy girl getting all this together.
And nothing like a soulful cowboy poet. It.
That actually, we're super excited about that. Susie Knight will be at the Ute Pass Inn this Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 doing live cowboy poetry, which is just really speaks to the heart and soul of Woodland Park, City Above the Clouds. But it's always been a cowboy town at heart, you know, always that Western tradition. The theme this year is Running Wild in the West. It's always had a bit of a Western theme for the moose. Our moose has a cowboy hat. And he'll be out as well sharing moose bucks, handing some treats out for people and stuff like that.
Wow, what an event. So from February 15th through March 1st.
Correct.
Sales, and more sales. All of the merchants are in Woodland Park participating. Everything's within walking distance. Lots of parking
Absolutely.
All around.
Yes.
So that's going to be easy. You'll be able to chill to some music, have a little food, listen to some improv from our friends at Oxymorons. Mel McFarlane will be there to tell railroad and other stories. Absolutely. Great historian. You'll be able to see and experience a cog railroad car firsthand. It's all kind of a creation of Tanner Coy at Tweeds. Mm-hmm. And his sale is going to be crazy cool, up to 90% off of some of his stuff.
I got some great stuff at his store last year, stuff that I didn't even know I was looking for, so go figure.
All right, again, the Moose's Loose Sale, Carol Campbell, the owner of Mad Woman Marketing. You're going to be having so much fun out there. I'm envying you right now. Moose's Loose, February 15th through March 1st. Log on to mooseisloosesale.com to get all the information and detail. And that is it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson. KRDO's Business Connection airs 7 o'clock Saturday mornings right here on KRDO News Radio.